This is a setting the bar story. Kelly, this is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without reporting your drugs missing when you leave them on a train, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah. See, here's the thing about that. That's going to raise a bit of a red flag.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So our heroes of the story, Jordan and Harley, they were on a trip. They're in the UK. They realized they'd left a bag full of drugs behind them with a street value of about $50,000. Left it there on the train.
That's pricey luggage.
Yeah. So you know, Jordan, along with Harley, they tried to kind of go back and get it. But the train, you know, is going to do what trains do. And it left.
Right. And with that precious, pricey cargo.
Right. So he was like, oh, man, what do we do?
Probably better report it stolen or missing.
Let's report the bag missing.
Yeah.
And just not say what's in it.
So wait a second. We called police first without calling the train company? Like, hey, I was just on train number 9.
No.
And I left a bag there. If you could, like, get it and keep it for me, do me a solid, and tell me where to pick that up, I'd appreciate it. We didn't think of that.
No, that's what they did. They called the train.
Oh, they didn't do that.
Yeah,
okay.
They called the train place. But the train place was like,
Let me see what's in there.
What's in this bag?
Ooh.
And apparently they had already found the bag, discovered that it contained the drugs, the police, so they didn't really have a whole hard time tracking Jordan down, searching his phone, figuring out that he and Harley were in cahoots together.
Oh, goodness.
So they arrested both of them. And they actually kept digging and realized that they had basically taken down an entire drug ring.
Whoa.
Yeah. So there you go.
Due to a bunch of bumbling, forgetful idiots.
Yeah, all because of some forgetful idiots.
How do you forget
idiots?
A gigantic bag of drugs?
Yeah, it's like, all right, I got my phone, got my wallet. All right, we're good.
You think that they're probably on edge about making sure that gets to the destination.
Right.
Right?
Yep. So there you go. That's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without reporting your drug's missing when you leave them on a train, you're doing okay.
And also, let's not transport illegal drugs on a train.
Well, then there's that too.